This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. University of Wisconsin professor Alan Rubel will be at Western Michigan University on Wednesday to discuss the National Security Agency's bulk metadata collection program. We'll talk with him coming up. But first, there will be at least one new member of the Battle Creek City Commission after the November election. 12 candidates are running for the seats, representing 5 wards and 4 at-large seats. Battle Creek Inquirer Government Accountability reporter Jennifer Bowman is covering the November election, as well as the Battle Creek City Commission. Jennifer Bowman, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with that one commissioner who is not running. How does Jeff Domenico's decision not to seek another term shake up this race?
Well, you know, I think anyone who's been following Battle Creek City Commission and City Hall know that name. And he's decided not to run. He's represented Ward 5 for the last 2 terms. And that certainly changes, I think, how this commission may operate. He has been easily the most polarizing city commissioner there and has been very vocal about the Battle Creek Police Department and his criticism of administration. And it might get a little quieter in City Hall now that he has decided to vacate his seat.
But interestingly enough, the people in Ward 5 will have a representative who has experience on the Battle Creek City Commission because Dave Walters has decided to run there. What did Dave Walters say about that decision?
So Commissioner Walters said he's an at-large city commissioner right now, but has lived in Ward 5 the entire time and said he didn't want to see a ward go unaccounted for. And I believe he actually picked up a petition packet for both at-large and Ward 5 and ultimately went for Ward 5. And he says it's really just the vacancy there. Now, you know, anyone who knows the city commission knows that very early on in the criticism of the Battle Creek Police Department, Domenico and Walters were actually kind of on the same line about how they thought. And that has definitely changed in recent years. I don't know how well along they get along personally, but they have definitely differed on some political issues. And so it'll be interesting to see how that works, that he's gone from this at-large seat and is now running Ward 5, but he's running unopposed, so he's pretty much got that taken care of.
So Dave Walters is running unopposed in Ward 5. The mayor, Deb Owens, is also unopposed in Ward 1, and Commissioner Mike Scherzer in Ward 4 also does not have an opponent on the ballot. Is that surprising to people who have followed City Hall for a while that there are 3 wards where candidates are running unopposed?
It's a smaller field than last time, 2 years ago, and that's certainly a large number. I think anyone who sees that might be a little disappointed that, you know, the number of participants who are interested in sitting on that commission, that you've got 3 people who are running unopposed. But at the same time, you know, what I think the city has struggled with is voter turnout and even interest in the election. So with 9% of voters, you know, coming out for the last election, who knows what impact that had on, you know, the field of candidates and how the voters have decided to come out or, you know, but you're looking at Deb Owens is going to look for her 2nd consecutive term, but she about a decade ago was on the city commission. Commissioner Scherzer is looking for her 2nd term. So these are actually a couple of them, you know, could be relatively new to the commission. And then we've got a couple who actually are looking to hold on to their seat with some competition. So.
And let's talk about those a little bit. Beginning the 2nd ward, Lynn Ward Gray, who's the vice mayor, faces a challenge in that ward. What can you tell us about Lynn Ward Gray as well as her challenger, Leonard Davidson?
Lynn Ward Gray is a familiar face to anyone in the community. She's pretty active at the Neighborhood Planning Council. She's very active on the city commission, and she has her own Access Vision TV show. So she's pretty well known. She works at the Battle Creek Community Foundation. And she often sees an opponent to hold on to her Ward 2 seat, but has never really struggled with that. And who she's running against this year is Leonard Davidson. He is self-employed, but lives in the Washington Heights area, is involved with the Washington Heights Church, and is a handyman. So a newcomer to the political scene, and it'll be difficult to unseat Lynn Ward Gray. She never really has trouble holding on to it and is a well-known person in the community, so.
In Ward 3, Dean Newsom is running for re-election and faces a challenge from Kate Flores. What can you tell us about these two?
Well, Ward 3 is always an interesting ward to watch in the elections. The turnover of incumbents there, you know, Ward 3 has no problem going for a new person. And so Dean Newsom is looking to hold on to his second, he's looking to hold on his seat for his second term. And he is well known, you know, he works at the Federal Center here in Battle Creek and is on a few boards with the Battle Creek Unlimited. He's involved with the BC Vision Project right now. And as a newcomer to the city commission, has really gotten involved in a lot of things. But he's also facing Kate Flores, who is the former executive director of VOCES, which is a Latino nonprofit. She founded that nonprofit. So she is really involved and in tune with, you know, the diverse groups of people in this community and has a lot of nonprofit work behind her. So they come from different backgrounds, but both are heavily involved in the community. And I think that'll be an interesting race to watch. Ward 3 is always interesting.
Then we move on to the at-large commissioners, who, of course, represent the entire city. There's four of those. And in this case, we have three incumbents running for re-election. So let's start with them. Susan Baldwin, Mark Behnke, and Andy Helmbolt.
Yeah, Susan Baldwin and Mark Behnke, of course, are very well known in the city. They've been on the city commission for some time now, both served as mayors. Andy Helmbolt, he'll be looking for his third term. And, you know, he had the top votes in the last city commission election. He's very involved in the community. And so you're looking at people who have really had no issue holding on to their at-large seat. And actually, all three have even tried for bigger seats in the past, you know, have run for state house. So, you know, that really leaves the last seat open. And you're looking at Katie Ferris and Rob Rumsey. And Katie Ferris may be a familiar name to some people who have been following the commission. She actually ran for an at-large seat in 2013. And Rob Rumsey is actually brand new to the political scene. And so it's really between them two on who's going to be able to hold on to that fourth seat. The three incumbents have really been able to hold on to it, and they're well-known in the community. But, it, you know, it's the first time you're going to see a little competition, because for sure there will be a new at-large candidate.
Are there some issues which city commissioners have been talking about, city commission candidates have been talking about, or that maybe they've been getting questions about? You wrote recently about the Battle Creek Chamber of Commerce holding an event where most of the candidates attended. Are there things that seem to be coming up pretty consistently in this campaign?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some of the themes kind of stay consistent, you know, through every election. You know, there's an issue with economic development in this community. People want to know how they're going to bring jobs and what role city commission plays in that. Code compliance is always a huge issue in Battle Creek, whether, you know, residents think that the city's code compliance department's doing enough or if they're being too strict on their, you know, requirements for homeowners. Something I think that's been new for this election has been the BC Vision Project. It's an economic development plan is what it started as, but has kind of evolved into really a community project to kind of tackle some of our city's biggest issues, from jobs to education to workforce development to, you know, even having what they've, you know, dubbed a culture of vitality. And so with some incumbents already involved in the city playing a role in that, I think a lot of people are interested in, one, learning what that means, and two, seeing how candidates feel about that and what role they think the, you know, City Hall can have in that to improve Battle Creek. But again, that ties in with a lot of the issues that, like I said, continue to come up in every election. I mean, people are really just looking at, how can my home, you know, be worth something? How can I bring home a paycheck? How can I take care of my family? And you know, what things can I do when I have my downtime? So.
And there has been quite an effort to revitalize, I guess, downtown Battle Creek. Is the feeling there that more can be done? Is there a feeling that a lot of the things which have been done have made it better, and therefore the people maybe on the city commission can take a little credit for it?
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see how candidates kind of campaign on that, because just recently, over the summer, the city actually took over downtown development, which was previously overseen and managed by Battle Creek Unlimited. So clearly the city is looking to have a more direct role in how to develop downtown and how to get it to where they want it to be. I mean, we're still dealing with vacant storefronts. We're still dealing with lack of residential space and just simply people not being downtown, you know, during the work hours when, you know, one of our largest employers, Kellogg, is down there. With the city being directly managing that, I think that'll be, you know, so much can be done with the city. Before, it was an indirect role, really partnering with Battle Creek Unlimited. And so any impact, any progress, or any steps backwards is actually going to be on the city right now. So it'll be interesting to see what candidates think of that. And that hasn't been thoroughly discussed at this point, but I think it's going to be a big issue in this election.
One other thing I want to ask you about, Jennifer, because you mentioned that Susan Baldwin and Mark Behnke both served as mayor. Dave Walters was mayor for a while. And the last time Battle Creek picked a mayor, it got kind of contentious and was a long, drawn-out process. And there were some questions raised about whether or not there's a different way to do this. Has that come up again, or are we just going to go through an election and find out sometime after November if that same process is going to play out?
Yeah, you know, well, I hope, considering I'm the one who has to sit through that meeting, that the ninth city commissioner is there and we don't have to deal with a deadlock. But after that election of the mayor a year ago, they had discussed, you know, maybe there's a way that the people can directly elect the mayor. But that's been discussed before. There was a blue ribbon committee that the city had put together, and they really found no reason to do it. They recommended to keep the policy the same. And when it was brought up after that contentious vote last year, it was a quick workshop and that was that. And there hasn't been any talk about that. So it'll be interesting to see in November when this is all said and done. And, you know, you have possibly a couple new members of the city commission, how this is going to turn out. It's interesting because it's really not much of the mayor is almost just an honorary, oversees the meetings and goes out for events, and that's really about it. But there has been some struggles there and wanting to get that position, and who knows if people will still be interested in that position and if Deb Owens will have to go against anyone else.
Jennifer Bowman, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bowman is government accountability reporter for the Battle Creek Inquirer. Links to her stories on this year's campaign for Battle Creek City Commission can be found at WMUK.org.